It's Monday, and for many of us, that means the onset of a new work week. One of the goals for each of us is to return home safely after each and every working day. Unfortunately, there are a number of occupations in which that is unusually difficult. According to the U.S. Labor Department, there were nearly 3 million non-fatal workplace injuries and illnesses across the private sector last year, and another 750,000 such occurrences in the public sector. That works out to be about 3 injuries and illnesses per 100 private industry full-time workers and 5 per 100 workers in state and local governments. Aquaculture, a subcategory of private sector agriculture that includes fish farming, reports the highest rate of non-fatal injury or illness at nearly 14 per 100 full-time workers. State-run nursing and residential care facilities rank second at 12 per 100. Local police rank third with more than 11 injuries and illnesses per 100 full-time workers. Furniture manufacturers are next in line at 10.8 per 100. Among the safest occupations is insurance. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Aniban Basu.